surprising how many things your wives do for you, but she saw a thing, I had her in the paper. Kentish Opera Group were about to do the Magic Flute, and they were auditioning at a pub in the centre of Bromley. I can't think of it, it's a big pub there, right in the centre. And they were holding auditions there in the afternoon and evening. And I went, my wife kidded me to put in for it, the chorus it was. And I went along and sang a couple of popular numbers. Not that sort of, but a couple of Handles, I think they were. But I sang there, and there was Constance Shatlock and the what's name of... Because Audrey started... She was principal soprano with Covent Garden, and she sang with Lawrence Melchior on the last King's, I think it's Royal Command before the war. They used to call a thing the Royal Command, and Audrey was. She used to drag out this gorgeous sort of programme. It's all in dust and everything else, was different things in it. But she was... I went to this audition and sang For You Alone, Take Now This Role. And Audrey was in the panel. Constance Shatlock, she was leading soprano at the Covent Garden. The doings, Andy Anderson, he was the current producer at Covent Garden. And so there was quite a little boss name, and I sang a song. And the following day, I got a phone call from Audrey Lankin saying, we're offering you the part of Monostatos. Now, I'd never been on a stage. I've sang on, make-do things, but never sung that sort of thing. And so I went along at their first rehearsal in her house in Bromley, and everybody thought I did very well. Monostatos, nice little part. I don't know if you know Magic Flute. A nice little part, it's a comedy part as well, which suited me. And much to my surprise, I offered Monostatos. And that was the first opera I ever did. And I did that. I did Hoffman and Charles of Hoffman. I did The Thieving Magpie. That was my last one, I think, Thieving Magpie. But I did the Bartered Bride, Janik and the Bartered Bride, and
was this with the same company, the Kentish Opera?
Kentish Opera. Mm. Yeah.
And so, where did they used to play then?
Well, mostly now they play down at the Seven Oaks in the what's name down there. There's a quite well known. Well, I can't think of the name of it there. But I've sang in a lot of different places since then. You know, I've done Fiddler on the Roof two or three times the old cinema, down at in Newcross, still there.
The Venue, is it called now? Big.
Is it called The Venue?
The big one on the corner near.
Yeah, on the corner of Clifton Rise.
Yes.
Where Clifton Rise comes up, it's just round the corner from there.
I think there must be the Venue.
It must be, yeah.
They call it The Venue now.
I think so. It's a bit of a cheesy night spot now for tribute bands.
It used to be called the Kinema. It was brand new.
The Kinema?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
New Cross Kinema.
Is that right? Okay.
And, no, it was funny because they found within a couple of years that it was beginning to sink. So they had to stop it and put piles underneath it to hold it up. But next door to that was the Irish, there was an Irish club. above the Kinnar, that hall up there. And that used to be handy because I got to know the porter there very well. Actually, he worked at Deptford Town Hall as well when I started to work in Deptford. He was there, but it was handy. I'd go in the pub nearly opposite and have a few brews and then go. And directly, this chap, Charlie, I think he was, directly he saw me and said, go, you know, no trouble. And there'd be a queue of people waiting to try and get in. New Cross Kinnamar, yeah. Mm. And that's not there now. Oh, Christ, there's so many places there.
Yeah, if it is that building, it quite possibly is. Mm. I mean, there's a great little website called The Lost Cinemas of Lewisham, which, that's how I discovered this one in Brockley.
Yeah.
But there were several down on that stretch.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Deptford Broadway, that must be there. That was a cinema.
I'm sure it would have been, yeah. I can't remember them all now.
New Cross Empire, which it's just before that, on the other side of the road.
Yeah, no, I mean, there were dozens of them. And then some down on Deptford High Street that you might even remember as well.
Oh, yeah, the flea pit.
Self-description.
In those days, you had to get an adult to take you in, you know. I remember one bloke when he tried to touch me up, and I kicked him. He had his hand up my shorts.
This is somebody that you just sort of said you'd found a stranger on the street.
Well, So it's just touch and go, you know.
Literally.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Was that the one that used to be down near quite near Deptford Station? Is it Deptford Station? The Deptford High, you know, halfway down the High Street.
Yeah, I should say three quarters around down there.
Yeah.
We called it the flea pit, but... and up near the other end, you had the Florence Institute up there. That used to be all the boxing and all in wrestling and all that. Mm. I used to go in there pretty often, because there was a local lad near us called Tommy Farr. And without being sort of prejudiced, I'm not prejudiced against black people at all. We weren't born, we didn't know what colour our skins would be or anything else. But Tommy, the old man was called Massa Martin. I was only talking to a school friend of mine recently, and he said the only person he could remember would be Massa Martin, who used to work on the drains when they come round to see a big lorry and they put a pipe down the main drains and they pump it out and all that stuff. Massa Martin was the only dark person I knew. He was married to a white woman, and she had a white son, but on the black side, there was Tommy Martin and a son I can't think of it now, but he hated to be punched on the nose. I knew that, because every time I boxed him, I'd punch him on the nose and we'd pack up. That was the Clyde Boxing Company. In those days, you know, the various schools all had, adult evening classes and all that. And the Clyde was a good one.
So was that, when that was down, that's Deptford?
That was Clyde, it was next to the school.
Right.
The old school blew up. I watched it blow up, you know. I was on guard duty that night. I used to have to stand on guard at the police, back at the police station. I don't know if you know Hampshire, there's a police station down there, and at the back of the there was a stairs going, iron stairs, to a door. I had to stand there on guard with a bloody rifle.
In case the Germans came.
And I remember quite distinctly, I was standing guard that night, and there was nothing doing. It was a lovely, clear night, and, you know, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, standing there, and suddenly the whole bloody watch time looking all there, you know, great flames and shit and muck flying all over the place. And so I'm being a noble home guardsman, I left my rifle and run downstairs, and the woman running out from the house down.